commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September 25th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E. tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. A suspect has been charged in the shooting of two Louisville police officers Wednesday night. A recent court ruling could force Pennsylvania to ignore more than 100,000 mail-in ballots, and Google got disrupted last night. The suspect accused of shooting two Louisville police officers during Breonna Taylor demonstrations Wednesday night faces assault and wanton endangerment charges, authorities revealed Thursday as they announced one officer was released from the hospital, the second's out of surgery and expected to recover. Lorenzo Johnson, 26, was charged with two counts of assault in the first degree, 14 counts of wanton endangerment in connection with the shooting of the police officers. The investigation is ongoing and he is expected to be arraigned today. Missouri Governor Mike Parson activated the National Guard Thursday in response to the national unrest over the Breonna Taylor case in Kentucky. In a statement, Parson called the move a proactive approach. He said the Missouri State Highway Patrol is also standing by in case its assistance is needed by local law enforcement agencies. Parson said his decision was made as a precautionary measure, despite no violent demonstrations having occurred in Missouri in response to the Taylor case. A recent court ruling could force Pennsylvania to ignore more than 100,000 mail-in ballots in the hotly contested presidential race. In a letter to legislative leaders, Lisa Dealey, the chairwoman of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, told legislative leaders that the state Supreme Court's decision would prohibit counties from counting so-called naked ballots, or those that don't arrive in a secrecy envelope. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported this on Monday. Those naked ballots were counted in Pennsylvania's June 2nd primary, but President Trump's campaign and other Republicans sued to have them not counted this fall. Last week, the state Supreme Court also granted a request from the Pennsylvania Democratic Party to allow mail-in ballots to be counted if they're received by the Friday after the election in drop-off boxes to collect mail-in ballots. Dealey warned the decision concerning naked ballots could disenfranchise more than 100,000 voters based on previous election results. She compared the potential outcome this November to the infamous 2000 presidential election in Florida that was eventually settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. New York will conduct its own review of coronavirus vaccines over concern that the approval process has become too politicized. A panel will advise the state on a vaccine's safety and effectiveness, Governor Cuomo said, adding that, frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion, and I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion. New York officials could, in theory, delay distribution if they believed a vaccine was not safe. Mr. Cuomo's announcement has the potential to add further confusion for Americans wondering whom to believe about the vaccine vetting process. Coming up, our saint of the day, he and one young student were the only ones to survive the regional plague. He became the abbot in 690 and developed the twin monasteries into cultural centers. Quote of the day, if you are what you should be, you'll set the whole world on fire. Let the truth be your delight. Proclaim it, but with a certain congeniality. St. Catherine of Siena. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Ceolfrid, Benedictine Abbot of St. Paul Monastery at Wearmouth, Jarrow, England, also called Geoffrey. He was born in Northumbria in 642. He became a monk at Ripon. St. Benedict Biscop named him prior of Wearmouth, but he was still too strict and was forced to leave. Accompanied St. Benedict to Rome in 678, Ceolfrid became the deputy abbot of St. Paul's in 685. He and one young student were the only ones to survive the regional plague. He became the abbot in 690 and developed the twin monasteries into cultural centers. The Codex Amatianus, the oldest known copy of the Vulgate Bible in one volume, was produced at his command. He also trained St. Bede in 716. Ceolfrid retired and started for Rome, dying on September 25th at Langres in Champagne, France. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the second woman to serve on the Supreme Court, will be the first woman to lie in state in the United States Capitol Friday. The rare distinction was announced Monday by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Justice Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at 87, fought for our values till the end, Ms. Pelosi said on Twitter. Her death, the speaker said, was an incredible, devastating loss for America. Ahead of Friday's ceremony at the Capitol, Justice Ginsburg lay in repose outside the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday, her flag-draped coffin positioned under the portico atop the building's front steps. Democrats in the House of Representatives will introduce a bill next week to limit the tenure of U.S. Supreme Court justices to 18 years from current lifetime appointments in a bid to reduce partisan wearing over vacancies and preserve the court's legitimacy. The new bill would allow every president to nominate two justices per four-year term, and it comes amid heightened political tensions as President Trump prepares to announce his third pick for the Supreme Court after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Google users experienced a widespread service disruption Thursday night, including the company's email, YouTube, and Google document services. The outages seem to be focused around the eastern coast of the U.S., according to Down Detector. It's a website that tracks internet disruptions. The Down Detector heat maps for Gmail, YouTube, Google Drive, and other Google services showed a significant number of people having trouble accessing those websites. Google didn't immediately respond to questions about why the services were experiencing problems. A poll released Thursday found President Trump with a narrow 0.7% lead over Joe Biden in Michigan. The Trafalgar Group survey said Trump has a support of 46.7% of likely voters, while Joe Biden is at 46%. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.